You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
WMAL, I'm Brian Wilson, joined by my co-host this morning is Mary Walter. Good morning to you, Mary, again.
And good morning again.
You know what that means.
You are just really taunting Larry.
It's time for Critter News, which is a certified fan favorite of Mornings on the Mall. And as of this morning, my registered trademark, Critter News, belongs to me. And just I'll explain why that's important here in just a moment. Joining us here in studio, Steve Burns, WMAL's intrepid reporter. And we have brought him in because he is hot on the trail of Ollie the Bobcat.
Yes.
Steve, tell us a little bit about Ollie the Bobcat. Who is now missing. This wild, vicious bobcat is now roaming somewhere in the District of Columbia because the National Zoo, well, they lost it.
Yeah, they lost it. We're coming up on about 24 hours now, the last time they saw Ollie the bobcat in her enclosure at the zoo. She was there at about 7:30.
Excuse me, Ollie is a she.
Ollie's a she, yes.
Okay, that's a little confusing, but go ahead.
Yes, I don't know what the zoo's naming practices are coming from.
Ollie the transgendered bobcat. No, go ahead, Steve.
Yes, she was gone by feeding time at about 10:40 yesterday. And according to one of the zookeepers, it was actually sort of a mesh fencing that got loose.
One of the ropes had broken, which basically left an opening of about 4x4, maybe 6x6 at biggest. And so we believe that's the area that she got out.
And so she is now roaming somewhere, they believe, possibly around Rock Creek Park. That would be a good place, a survivable place for a bobcat.
Now, how big is this bobcat?
25 pounds. Looks like your average house cat, but just...
On steroids.
Yeah. Big size there. So, yeah, looks like an average kind of house cat. Got a tan body, big whiskers. You wouldn't miss it if you saw her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they can climb trees and things like that, correct? So it could be in the trees.
Oh, yeah, could be up in a tree. That's okay. Why they don't want you to approach her, because she's easily spooked.
Could you be pounced upon?
You maybe.
Stop! Don't scare people.
Probably not. She's not known to be aggressive to humans unless the human is aggressive to her.
All right.
And the one big danger, though, is your small dog or cat, your squirrel.
Well, that's right. I was going to ask you about that because, this is a wild animal.
Right.
And they make a point of saying that, okay, occasionally birds or squirrels or small animals will get into the bobcat enclosure, and it was rare for them to come out alive.
Right.
In other words, the bobcat knows how to hunt.
Yes, she does.
And I would imagine that parts of D.C., everywhere you look, you got these little dropkick dogs, these little tiny chihuahuas.
You're such an animal lover.
I mean, are these animals at risk?
They probably would be at risk. They said to watch out for your small dog or cat. So try to keep them inside and keep an eye on them, definitely. It's like they said, they have had birds go into the enclosure and not find their way out.
Now, Steve, I just want to know, what did I do to offend you? How is it that I feel that you have, the word betrayal comes to mind.
Uh-oh.
You have betrayed me because you went on the Larry O'Connor Show.
No way.
Yesterday afternoon, the very obviously named Larry O'Connor Show.
Yes.
And did basically the same report, gave the people in the afternoon. But you do understand, of course, that Critter News is something that originated here on the morning show.
I do, yeah. Well, let me spell out what happened here.
All right, play-by-play.
I came in doing as the bosses tell me, and came in to do the report. Larry over here, all of a sudden, 30 seconds before the report goes on, starts furiously typing into his computer. Oh, I know what'll get Brian. I know what'll happen. And he types in the Critter News theme, as we all know.
And he turned your report into a Critter News segment.
Yes.
Even though he knew full well that would irritate me, because I consider Critter News to be sort of, well, I mean, it was a group effort, I'll admit.
Yes.
But it was always something that was a special part of the morning show. And here's exactly what Larry said last night on the way out of that segment.
This concludes the special afternoon edition of Critter News.
No. No.
He's gonna punch me when he learns I did this.
Yeah, I may. I just want to say to you, Steve, going forward to me, that, you know, Larry is dead to me now. and I, by the way, I went online this morning, and I took Critter News as a phrase. It is now my registered trademark. By the way, I also own the domain name to critternews.com.
Oh, good.
So I just want to let anybody know, if you want to use the term Critter News going forward, and if you want to, I would be happy for you to use it,
Oh,
Steve.
Thank you.
But you're going to have to get my permission first,
sure.
My written permission to do that. And I will be glad to grant it to you, but never again is this to ever be used on the Larry O'Connor Show.
Well, I don't want to be caught in the middle of this or anything, but from what I can tell you, this report has been a lot more informative. Yesterday with Larry was just how many bad puns can he fit into one
segment.
Well,
see, now that's what Larry does.
Yeah.
You know, and so now we've actually informed people that their small dropkick dogs may be at risk.
Yes.
And we have told them to look up in the trees and they might be pounced upon.
Yes.
And by the way, can I just say, the zoo has failed here completely. I mean, what is the purpose of a zoo? It's to have animals in an enclosure so that if I go to the zoo one day and I say, man, I really want to see what a bobcat looks like, I go to the bobcat enclosure and there is said bobcat.
Right.
But now you don't even have to leave your house.
Yeah, you can look at, I guess that's a
but they do still have two other bobcats there, the two male bobcats.
Oh.
And they said that's actually what's most likely going to be what entices Ollie the bobcat back. Not necessarily the human searching for her, but the prospect of returning to her two male friends, who she may have wanted more space from temporarily.
Yeah. Which I totally understand. During this conversation, I'm totally understanding that. I would like it noted, though, that Steve threw management right under the bus.
Yeah,
Did you notice that? That just went totally unnoticed. He blamed the whole thing on, management.
That's the way it's done.
It's a long-standing practice here.
Long-standing practice in broadcasting. And that concludes this WMAL Mornings on the Mall official, certified, and copyrighted edition of Critter News.